brought to you by Penguin.
No Shame, How to Drop the Guilt, from someone who's learned the fucking hard way. Written and read by Laura Belbin. To you, to us, for all survivors. Chapter 1. Triggered. Hello, my name is Laura, and in 2021, I experienced the biggest mental breakdown of my life. I am writing this book because it feels like something that will feed my soul, heal some wounds, and hopefully help some of you to realise your own strength. Some of you might not know me, but I am a public figure, entertainer, comedian, realist, who frequents social media channels like Facebook and Instagram as knee-deep in life. My main goal is to poke fun at the ridiculous life expectations that are plastered all over social media, while also speaking passionately about mental health, female empowerment, and how fucking shit life can be sometimes. I have suffered with mental health problems for all of my life. I've lived with anxiety and undiagnosed PTSD, which has incorrectly been labelled as depression. I have been forced to face a lot this year and accept something I've denied myself for the whole of my life. Help. In January 2021, I was like most parents, struggling like fuck to cope with the pressures of homeschooling children. I was struggling with the level of entrapment life felt like back then. I really, really fucking needed a break. My husband, Steve, would bugger off to work each day, something I resented him for because it seemed like a trip to the Bahamas in comparison to teaching my 10-year-old his 7x table, when even I didn't fucking know my 7x table. I was like most people, well and truly at the end of my rope, but I just didn't realise it. I didn't realise in my ignorance that we were all feeling it, because it felt and looked like everyone else didn't mind staying in, teaching their children and doing Zoom parties with their mates. I thought I was the only one that felt like real life was so far off that I just couldn't stand how slowly everything was going. I spoke to people, hoping they could offer some kind of reassurance, but they all just seemed to be trudging along, and I felt like I was 4 steps behind them, being dragged along backwards by my toenails. I had put the expectation of being a mum, wife, and teacher so high in the sky, I wasn't actually able to get onto the ladder to reach it. I'd set my standards so high for what was personally achievable that even if I had been the shining example of a mother and a wife, I still wouldn't have managed it. I was, in short, drowning. But I felt like I couldn't admit that because then I'd really be failing at everything. Then Steve had to self-isolate and I thought, yay, he will be home. He can help me. We can do this together. He might have COVID, but fuck it. That surely seems easier than living with our children all the time on my own with no adult to talk to. Well, I spent the 10 days he isolated for with a rat up my ass. I thought he was doing a better job than me. I thought he was trying to get one over on me whenever he taught the kids as I sat on the sofa staring at the carpet, and I cried a lot, for no real or good reason. 2 days before he was due to go back to work, I thought, I'm fucking done. I couldn't do this anymore. Juggling my own job, the kids, trying to make some kind of money, and also being funny for everyone on the internet when everything in my life didn't feel particularly funny. I realised I needed something to help. I went to the doctor with a stomach ache and I left with a prescription for antidepressants because I realised I couldn't go on like I had been. That night, I didn't sleep. I panicked and I took a migraine tablet. Logic told me that that was the only thing in the house that would make me sleep. Nope, didn't sleep. So the following morning, I declared to Steve, I am definitely starting the antidepressants. I took them. Steve fucked off to work. Great. I am now taking something that will make all my problems disappear. I know. I can already hear you saying, what the fuck? Tablets just take away all your problems? Short answer is no, they don't. But back then, I honestly thought any mental health issue is fixed by taking a tablet. No other work required. I didn't sleep. In actual...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?